and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, America. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Hope you're having a good day. Man, there's people basically north of I-40 up by Arnett and Dewey County by Hammond and a little bit up by north of Cheyenne and Rowe and out by, brain just went dead. West of Sweetwater. Oh my gosh. Anyway, between Sweetwater and Wheeler. Got a little bit of rain showers this morning. Just hung over there. Pretty good lightning storm going on over there. Anyway, man, we got a lot of chances of rain in the next week or so. So everybody keep their fingers crossed and hopefully we get a widespread rain instead of one here and there. But we'll take whatever comes with a smile. So anyway, let's check out, man, you can see where it rained, right in the middle of western Oklahoma all the way over to Oklahoma City. It's in the 80s, but outside that box, 98 at Hollis, 93 at Hobart, 86 at Cheyenne, home of the secret weapon. Anyway, 93 at Arnett, 91 at Freedom, Lahoma, you're 93, and Beaver and Slapout, you're 90-91. Respectfully. Anyway, let's see what's happening out in the panhandle. Much same things. 97 at Lipscomb, 88 at Miami. Not Miami, but Miami. And Odell is 97. And Wellington is 98. All right. Nothing exciting. Oh, I will announce that I finally got a field sprayed this morning with the help of one of my neighbors. Well, I had a lot of help. The last 60 days. First 30 days, we'll just count it as a few hours here and there. But anyway, with the help of my neighbor, he had me do some stuff to my sprayer yesterday. And then this morning, 20 acres, not one mishap. I'm ready to hire out. I'm kidding. There's no way I'm hiring out to spray other people's fields. Ain't happening. Anyway. I'm in a good mood because of that good thing. And I forgot yesterday to announce. I put it on Facebook last night. But as of Sunday, my high tunnel surpassed the 1,000-pound mark of tomatoes. And I actually picked almost 3 gallons of jalapenos. So anyway, it's going good in the deal. Everything looks good. And anyway, got that going on. So anyway, hopefully we get some rain. So, all right, let's see what happened overnight in our big world of agriculture. Corn and bean futures were higher overnight as heat wave continues in parts of the Midwest. Extreme heat reaching well into the triple digits is again on tap today for central Kansas, east into Indiana, east into southern Indiana, according to the National Weather Service. Guess what? That's what's going to be going on around here, too. Heat indexes in central Arkansas are expected to hit 114 this afternoon. About 68% of the U.S. corn was in good or excellent condition as of Sunday, unchanged from week to week, according to our favorite USDA. That's still well ahead of the 57% that earned top ratings at this point a year earlier. 8% of the crop was in the dough stage, while 41% was silky. 68% of the soybean crop was in good or excellent condition at the start of the week, also unchanged for a second straight week. About 55% earned such ratings during the same week last year. 18% of the crop was setting pods, 51% was blooming. Analysts polled by Rutgers were expecting USDA to boost its ratings for both corn and beans to 69%. good or excellent. Spring wheat conditions improved, rising to 77%. Good or excellent from 75% the week before. That's also up from 51% that earned top ratings a year ago. Some 76% of the spring wheat was headed. The winter wheat harvest continues with 71% now in the bin, up from 63% a week earlier and ahead of the prior five-year average of 62%. We're talking about winter wheat. This Friday at the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Conference in Norman, I'm going to see if I can get the Oklahoma Wheat Commission to come on and talk about anything that they got any numbers on how things went in Oklahoma this year already, or this past harvest. So I'll see if I can get them to come on and talk about it and see how things were going as far as the grading and what's making a good what's making a good loaf of bread and what's making a good noodle. And then we got, so anyway, we'll see what happens this Friday when I get over there. Corn futures for December delivery rose 4.75 to 409 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soybean futures for November delivery 3.75 cents. What does that mean? Oh, it didn't say went up or down. So anyway, I guess it gained 3.75 cents to 10.44 a bushel. A little typo there. Soy meal gained 20 cents to 308.50 a short ton. And soy oil was up 30.31 to 45.22. Soybean meal lost a bunch yesterday. Wheat futures for September delivery gained 3.75 to 5.36 1/4 a bushel overnight, and Kansas City futures added 2 cents to 5.57 1/2 a bushel. Inspections for soybeans for overseas deliveries declined week to week, with while grain assessments improved, according to the USDA. Soybean inspections for export fell to 168,000 metric tons in the 7 days that ended July 11th. That's down from 294,000 the week before, but it still topped what happened last year of 160,000 tons. Examinations of corn was reported at 1.08 million tons, up from 1.02 million a week earlier, and well ahead of the 419,000 tons same week last year. Wheat inspections last week totaled 533,828 tons. That's up from 343,000 tons a week earlier and almost double what it was at this point last year. Since the start of the marketing year on September 1st, the USDA has inspected 44.6 million tons of metric tons of corn for export, up from 40 million during the same time frame last year. Soybean assessments since the beginning of September stands at 42 million. That's down about 7.9 million from the same period last year. Wheat inspections since the start of the grain marketing year on June 1st were reported at 2.27 million tons. That's up from 1.79, same point last year. The heat wave that's been hitting the Midwest will stick around with temperatures in the triple digits with the Texas Panhandle east into southern Indiana, according to the National Weather Service. In southeastern Kansas, heat indexes are expected to reach 107. In south central Missouri, values will reach as high as 109. And Arkansas will hit as far as 114 for the heat index. So, looks pretty warm over there in that part of the state. That's what you guys get for all this. I want to share this email with you because I got this from the gentleman who was on my show about 3 months ago, Tony Montgomery. He was the vegetable farmer from Arkansas that had been, he's very picky and he's really good vegetable farmer. Anyway, he sent me this video of these really cool cool picture of these tomatoes sliced and talk about that. So anyway, he wanted me to tell everybody that next year, if they would try some of these, don't get carried away with them, but he said this tomato variety is called a roadster. It's he's trying it for the first time this year. He said it's a really good sized tomato without being too big. He said the flavor is good, but not great. So, anyway, if you guys want to try it, get after it. We'll see what happens. Well, today is the Stockman's Vet Clinic happy hour. Just remind you, they are closed this week. Taylor's been sending me Snapchats from Colorado. They're enjoying themselves up there. And I'm sure Greg and Christy are getting a lot of work done around the neighborhood around here. So anyway, Stockman's Vet is closed, but it is the Stockman's Vet Clinic happy hour today. And we'll have more about them coming up shortly. But first, let's take a Stockman's Vet Clinic break. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
In Presidio presents the 10th annual KECO Kids Fishing Derby, Saturday, July 27th from 8 a.m. to noon at Elk City's Ackley Park. All kids ages 15 and under are invited to fish free for a chance to win prizes, including specialty tag fish worth $100. Get there early for free worms and t-shirts while supplies last, and a free fishing demonstration from the Oklahoma Department of Wildlife Conservation at 8 a.m. It's the 10th annual KECO Kids Fishing Derby, Saturday, July 27th at Elk City's Ackley Park.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Hey farmers and ranchers, it's time to make your life easier with an easy haul hay trailer from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma. These trailers are designed to haul multiple hay bales as quickly and efficiently as possible, keeping more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time and make your life easier. What a deal! See all they have to offer at EverettWelding.com. Be sure and check out their ads in the Penny News.
We do get travelers going through that have AC that doesn't work. You're running down the interstate and it's 105 degrees outside and it can be that hot, if not hotter, inside. Lots of times during the winter, you can come up with a leak in your system. So it is very important to make sure that that stuff is correctly maintained. Getting it checked out, do your general maintenance is better than wait until it's broke to fix it.
Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, July 15. 1,574 head were sold. 10 head of steers at 387 brought 385. 5 at 630 brought 266. 4 at 700 brought 241. 8 at 817 brought 257.50. 3 at 903 brought 239. 5 at 986 brought 227. 7 head of heifers at 491 brought 277. 8 at 522 brought 265. 11 at 640 brought 250.50. 7 at 648 brought 221, 25 at 877 brought 224, 32 at 879 brought 230, 3 at 988 brought 192, butcher cows were 35 to 165, butcher bulls brought 125 to 193, bred cows were 1600 to 2300, pairs brought 2100 to 2300, Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma, sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Let's see here. Wellington, Texas, 99 degrees, heat index of 100, relative humidity 28%, dew point is 61, the winds are out of the west at 8 miles an hour with wind gusts all the way up to 11. peak wind gust today, 21 miles an hour. 79 one-hundredths of an inch so far this month for July. No red flag minutes. 8-inch soil temperature, 89 degrees. And anyway, anybody want to go see Diamond Rio at the Sugar Creek Casino coming up this Saturday, July the 20th? I got some tickets to give away if you guys want to go. I got two pair. And let's see, I got to think of something crazy. Anyway, we won't go with craziness. What I want to do is, in a world of agriculture, which includes cattle, vegetables, grain crops, corn, forage, any of those forages, I'll take the third and the fifth person to text in their favorite commodity, whether it's cattle, watermelons, corn, wheat, triticale, right, peanuts, whatever, potatoes. Anyway, the third and the fifth text line, text in on your text line, text in on your name and which one it is. And I'll take the third and the fifth texter, and we'll get some tickets to go see Diamond Rio this Saturday at the Sugar Creek Casino. All right, let's check out what's happening with the markets right now. This is your Lipscomb Dealerships Ag Market Upgrades. September corn, 397, up 6.5. December, 410, up 6.25. It just changed on me. Hang on here. Soybeans for August, 1088, up 10.5. September, 1038, up 4.5. Soybean meal, August, 336.20, up 240. September, 316.50, up 2.5. Up 240. Soybean oil, August, 46.72, up 30. September is 46.28, up 21. Hard red winter wheat, September 554, down 1.25, and December 571, down 1. Cotton, October 70.07, down 79. Looks like oil out of West Texas, August 80.81, down 110. And natural gas is actually in the green, 217 for August. Live cattle for August, 182.52, up 40. October, 184.20, up 40. Feeder cattle for August, 258.32, down 45. September's 259.12, up 22. Lean hogs are up today. First time they've been up in a while, quite a bit, actually. August, 91.12, up 270. And October, 71.95, up 220. Looks like the S&P and the Dow are up quite a bit, and the NASDAQ is down little bit. And so anyway, that's all that's going on there. Let's see here. Since this is the Stockman's Vet Clinic happy hour, let's talk about something real quick as soon as I can find it. Yeah, I do this once or twice a year. I just want to remind everybody to do it. I know everybody knows how to take care of their cattle, but just a friendly reminder. It was the Sons of the Pioneers who first brought the Western classic song called Cool Water to the masses during the 1940s. It's chronicled the story of a parched man and his donkey in the search of cool, clear water as they traverse the desert while also being tormented by the devil's mirages. This time of the year, you don't need to be on the desert to experience scorching heat, neither do your cows and calves that are otherwise on good productive pasture. The bar to provide adequate and good quality water to pasture cattle has officially risen, and it has been going on for about 3 or 4 weeks now. Lactating cows need 2 gallons of water per 100 pounds of body weight per day, according to the University of Nebraska Extension beef educators Troy Waltz and Aaron Berger. Bulls and dry cows need 1 to 1.5 gallons of water per 100 pounds per day. Although these are general guidelines, actual water needs are influenced by temperature, livestock class, animal weight, and the stage of production. As the thermometer mercury rises, cows need more water. Cows with nursing calves need more water than dry cows. As cattle gain weight, they also add to their water requirement. The beef specialists note that spring calving cows will need close to 20 to 24 gallons of water per day for themselves and another 5 to 10 gallons for their calf when air temperatures rise to uncomfortable levels. Aside from designated water source, some of the animal's water requirements can be met from grazed forages. Nursing calves may meet some of their daily water needs with their dam's milk. But Waltz and Berger assert it's best to plan on making sure cattle have access to full amount of good quality water they need. And I'm not dogging on anybody by no means, but when your ponds start getting really low, make sure your tanks where you're hauling water or you got a windmill or whatever are full, because you want to be that guy out there drinking that mud hole that's down to about 6 inches of water and about a 100-foot circle. No, you don't. Make sure your cows always get good, clean water. Them things are worth a lot of money nowadays, but no matter whether they're worth anything or not, take care of your animals. And particularly important that calves are able to reach the water levels in a tank, especially in hot water. And that's what my landlord, he was saying, that he puts out these mineral tubs next to the big cow tanks. If they can't reach in there, at least they got something to drink out of those mineral tubs next to it if you don't have a short horse tank. Anyway, if cows come into water first and drink a tank down, calves may struggle to get a drink if there's a slow recharge. In some cases, a creep watering system may be needed. Cattle performance can be affected by water intake, but water quality is also important for the cattle health and performance. Waltz and Berger caution that nitrate concerns are elevated during drought conditions. The total intake limit for cattle is the combined amounts for both feed and water. A safe level of nitrogen in the water for cattle is less than 100 parts per million. The sulfate upper limit for calves is less than 500 parts per million. For adult cattle, the upper limit is less than 1,000 parts, which is 333 parts per million sulfate. How's that? The beef educators list the symptoms of nitrate poisoning that includes brownage, discoloration of the blood, difficult and rapid breathing, muscle tremors, low tolerance to exercise, incoordination, diarrhea, frequent urination, collapse, and death. Blue-green algae can also be toxic to cattle. It typically grows in any stagnant water source, including lakes and ponds. Excess amounts of blue-green algae will make water look like somebody has dumped a bucket of light green or turquoise paint in it, according to both of these Waltz and Burgers. And then let's see here. Warm temperatures and sunlight can cause algae to grow rapidly. The signs of blue-green algae poisoning in cattle include diarrhea, lack of coordination, labored breathing, seizures, convulsions, and possibly death. Routine cleaning of tanks and utilizing a copper sulfate treatment or chlorine treatment can help keep water tanks free from moss and algae. If ponds are used to provide water, cattle standing in the water to discourage flies or walking through it to drink results in higher suspended solids in the water. The added nutrients from the manure and urine may also encourage algae growth. Limiting cattle access to only a portion of the pond can reduce pond water contamination, but won't eliminate it. Waltz and Berger suggests pumping water from deep part of the pond to a water tank. This will enable livestock producers to still utilize pond water while reducing the risk of cattle consuming the blue-green algae. All right, there you go. There's just a reminder for you guys. Be careful with your animals out there. All right, let's go ahead and take a Stockman's Vet Clinic break. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Brian Bacca is an investment advisor representative of and advisory services offered through Royal Fund Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
More Americans are turning 65 now than at any point in history. They will have more money than ever, They will have better health than ever, and most will have at least a 20 to 30 year life expectancy. Eventually, the calendar catches up with all of us, and you are staring down the barrel of your long sought after golden years. It will be here much faster than you thought, and how you prepared in advance will determine which retirement you will enjoy. Will it be the one that just happens by chance, or will it truly be the one you diligently planned for by choice? What will your retirement salary be when you no longer have a steady paycheck from your career? How will you recreate that paycheck, and will it continue to be taxed, or did you plan in advance for a tax-free retirement? There are many puzzle pieces to a well-planned retirement, and investment returns are only part of the picture. Give Brian or Briley Backa a call today for a confidential visit, 323-6800, or check our website out at retirewithbacka.com.
Harvest equipment tires need to hold up to long hours, different soil conditions, and lots of road time. Firestone Harvest tires are built to keep up. They offer better traction, less soil compaction, better fuel use, and they're puncture resistant. Blair Tire and Feed keeps a bunch of Firestone Harvest tires in stock. Their inventory is huge. And when you need infield service, they guarantee to get there. If you're stuck in the middle of nowhere, they'll find you and get you moving again. Blair Tire and Feed. At Highway 283 and 19 in Blair, Oklahoma.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
Do you know Mickey Lively with Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance? If you do, you already know this about him.
When people meet me and get to know me, I think they do truly walk away with a feel of, you know what, when that guy says something, and he means it. He means what he says. He says what he means. I'm a straight shooter. I'll tell people up front, hey, I might not be able to beat that price. One thing that I always do when I meet with a client or with a new customer, I look over all their insurance stuff. And there are times I hand it back to them and say, hey, you've got great coverage at a great price. If you're not happy with your agent, let's look at making a change. But if you don't have any issues with them, hey, you've got another set of eyes that looked at your policy and you've got good coverage. You don't have anything to worry about. That goes a long way, because a couple of years from now, they may have a rate increase. I'm Mickey Lively, and I work for Oklahoma Farm Bureau, and my office is located in Greer County.
Mickey Lively and Oklahoma Farm Bureau in Greer County.
Call 782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here for SEI Agritech in Elk City. You know, SEI is ready to help you with your summer cover crops. They offer a multi-species blend that's great for grazing and hay. Plus, it'll help address your soil health concerns. So give the good folks a call at SEI Agritech today at 580-225-0317. That's 580-225-0317. Or stop by and see them on South Randall in Elk City today.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Slap out, Oklahoma. Here is your ag weather update for northwestern Oklahoma. Currently, it's 91 degrees. Feels like 96. Heat risk is moderate. Dew point 69. Humidity is 48%. The winds are out of the north at 9 miles an hour. 1.03 inches of rain in the last 10 days. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 91. Sunset, 8:59. 20% chance of thunderstorms today, 98 for a high. Tonight, 70% chance of rain showers, 67 for a low. Check this out, all you ag listeners out there, you should enjoy tomorrow. 85 is the high in Slap Out America tomorrow with a 20% chance of rain showers. Well, on the phone with me right now is the world famous Brandon Hickey.
Good afternoon, Jimmy. If I'm world famous, really small world.
Well, I'm just talking about on the phone. Anyway, hey, did I not back up what I was going to say that I was going to do at the sale barn Friday when I hollered out Boomer?
Yep, you sure did.
I seen the Cotton King sitting over there, and I thought, well, we'll see if this is going to be good. I even the auctioneer kind of smiled.
Yep, Yeah. Well, I didn't realize, and I guess I probably should have, that I knew he was the Cotton King, but I didn't realize until Friday that you were the Goober King.
Yeah. Well, you know what they say. Some guys got nuts and can grow them, and some can't. So, whatever. Anyway, yeah, we had a pretty good time in there. So, anyway, yeah, you had a bunch of people in there Friday. That was awesome.
Did. Lots of people and lots of cattle. Usually the first run after the week back, or after taking a couple of weeks off the 4th of July, is a pretty good run. But I wasn't getting a lot of calls, so I didn't think we was going to have that many cattle because I had got a lot of early call-ins. But boy, they really flooded in there Thursday and Friday and ended up with a big run of a lot of really good cattle. And my goodness, the market was just on fire.
Yeah, and you, in another load or two, you'd had 2,000 head in there.
Yeah. We ended up with
1926.
Yeah. So we had a bid run. That's about 400 or 500 more than I was really expecting, just judging by the call-ins and the consignments we'd had. But then you're always a little bit nervous when you get like that, and are the buyers going to be there to stay there and get after it and stay with it all day? And they did. And that was really nice. We had 601 cows, I think, was our final cow count. And even with that, and 1926, we was done by 9:30, and the market stayed good all the way through. So really, really happy with how things turned out on Friday.
Yes, yeah, it was really good. So what stuck out Friday the most?
I think what stuck out to me was our feeder heifer market. Just had an outstanding market on them 6 and 7 weight feeder heifers, and had a good number of them to offer, and they really rung a bell, I thought, you know, and up in the low 250s on them 7, 750 weight heifers, and that was probably what stuck out the most to me. But another thing that really stuck out was the lightweight calf deal is really, you know, really caught fire again. There was lots of bidders and players on them again, and you know, we had quite a few of them to offer as well, and they just stayed all day and just kept after them and run them up, and it just, you know, but really truthfully, the deal all day throughout the day was just good on everything. I mean, our we sold some bred cows for 28.10 or 28.25, I believe, was our top bred cows. The top bull was over 190. Top butcher cow, you know, 155 area. I mean, it was just a good day all the way around. It was a fairly easy day for me. And you could just tell. I mean, you know, I'd had several orders. People called in saying they wanted some cattle, and so you know, that made it easy for me to make sure we kept the market going. But you know, I didn't get near as many bought for my customers as what they would have liked, because they you know, the market stayed that good, and that's the way we like to see it.
Yeah, it was good. You know, it was just because you got what time was it, 2:30 before you even got done with the cows?
Yeah, it was just I think we were done with the cows. Yeah, just a little bit after 2. Yes, sir.
Yeah. So anyway, I wonder, did it help that the market was up because all those bankers were in there?
Oh, I when I see all them guys in there and they're watching all these guys buy those cattle, all I do is get this picture, this vision of them, of them in my mind. They're just rubbing their hands together, you know, with that with those evil devil eyebrows. You know, you get the cartoons going, oh, this interest is going to be good.
Yeah, well, with Mr. Harrell and Mr. Ferris in there, something was going to happen.
Yeah.
So anyway, that was pretty cool. Well, let's slide on down I-40. Well, before we go down to I-40, you got any consignments in so for this Friday coming up at Elk City?
Yeah, we're going to have another really good run again. Going to have a lot of old middle-aged and older middle-bred cows. Going to have another really good light calf run. And then I've got, I think there's 29 pairs coming from one guy that'll be kind of from first calf heifer pairs up to 7-year-old pairs. That'll be a really nice consignment, really gentle, nice set of take home pairs.
Okay, it's cool. Well, anyway, hey, did you hear the Cotton King's uncle stop him from buying that 10-year-old plus cow that came through there that might have been had a really short tail on it? Did you hear him yell at him not to buy it?
No, I missed that.
Yeah, well, I didn't. I wish I'd had a camera running.
Yeah,
Uncle Ferris, he wasn't happy. So anyway, all right, let's roll on down to the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction and talk about yesterday.
Yes, sir. Yep, good run. Nice run of feeder cattle again. Some good numbered groups, coming from right around their local. Feeder buyers were all just thrilled when I was getting a hold of them there Sunday night about how many numbers we was going to be able to offer them of the 6 to 8 weight heifers and the 6 to 1,000 pound steers and market was lots of competition. Market really good all day. Calf market was good as well. Had a good calf run. Had some really fancy calves in there off some cows from a gentleman over at Mountain View and they rang a bell.
Yeah, they did. I mean, the prices, there wasn't a lot of difference yesterday than Friday, but because they're really good. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
Yes. Anybody I know bring, did his bull yesterday on the butcher bulls, brought that 193. Is it anybody we know? Is it local? You remember?
Yeah, I'm sure it was, but I don't know. I don't remember specifically who it was.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that guy down south here by Reed wasn't selling some more Charlet bulls.
Yep. No, this was not a Charlet. It was I don't know if he was a straight Simmental or if he was a Semangus bull, but he was an impressive specimen for sure. And then there was a bull that we sold that brought 190. And he had a ring in his nose. Somebody had led him around at one point in time, and he's passed with this ring in his nose. And so I had to harass the Gibbon buyer that gave $1.90 for that bull. I turned around and said, "You do realize that ring was just copper. It's not gold."
Yeah. Hey, that's a good point. that ring could either be good or a bad deal. So anyway, and then what there's going on. Have you got So what do you think? We were talking, and we don't have to get deep into the politic thing, but, a lot of crazy things happening in the United States on both sides of the aisle, and we have, it's election year, and cattle prices are good, and I've not seen a major or even a middle of them between a minor and a major heifer retention deal. What's going to happen? What do you think is going to happen?
Oh man, if I had a crystal ball that worked that good, I'd be charging you for this information, Jimmy.
Yeah, but I get to charge you.
But I really honestly don't know. I feel like we're on the verge of a major move. One direction or the other. There is some heifer retention taking place, but it's really not being enough to offset the number of cows that are going to the feedlot and to slaughter, and the feedlot cows ultimate slaughter. We're really not retaining enough heifers to offset that. So that's just pushing these low numbers further and further down the road. And, the packers can offset that to a certain degree by you know, raising the carcass weight, pushing those cattle back a little bit, and you know they can put a lot of beef in the pipeline by you know adding 10, 15, 20 pounds to those carcasses. You know that it does add a lot of beef, but sooner or later that you know that just not feasible. You know to add any more to that, or it's not going to be enough to offset the fact that we got low numbers. But we are in election year. You know, typically you know have to be extra cautious in election year because things don't always go the way one would expect or suspect. And sometimes supply and demand don't totally rule everything. So you know it does require some caution. But that being said, I mean, you know, I just feel like we're right on the verge of something happening one way or the other. I could easily see this thing breaking out and running up $20 a hundred to the upside, and I could just as easily see with the election and the uncertainty and the political landscape and unrest that we're in, I could easily see it breaking down, running $40 down to the downside just as easy. So I just be cautious, take advantage of the LRPs, take advantage of some puts and protections. I'm not a big with the volatility in the market. I'm not a big hedge guy right now. I use up a lot of your equity with margin calls, but I do think that these cattle are really really high, and there's a good opportunity to take advantage of it. But I would have some protection with my cattle and probably protection that would still allow you to take advantage of to the upside, because I do think there's potential that this thing could break out one way or the other, very easily. Just one little piece of news could break us $20 higher or $40 lower in just a matter of weeks. So but which way? I wish I knew. I just don't feel real confident in the fundamentals right now, and with everything that's going on, the wars and the rumors of wars and the political unrest and everything, I feel like it's fixing to break one way or the other, but I don't think we're going to just keep. It'd be nice if we could just keep rocking along steady, like right about the levels that we are right now. And I think everybody's getting to make a little bit of money right here. I still feel like the fat cattle coming out of the yards needs to be, $10-$15 a hundred higher than what they are. There's really no reason that our butcher bulls are bringing more than our fat steers out of the feed yard on a live weight basis. That's still out of line to me. I kind of like the level where the feeder cattle are right now. Most of the calves I think are can be bought where they can kind of be locked in to make some money. I mean, there are some exceptions of some calves that are incredibly high, especially on some of the weaned calves and whatnot. But a lot of the calves can be bought where they can kind of be put a put on them or something. They can kind of got the potential to make some money as long as the guy doesn't get into a bad health deal with them or something. Do would like to see the fat cattle about $10 or $15 a hundred higher, but I think that would be nice if we would get at those levels and just kind of sustain this thing and just kind of rock along level here for a while and not have to worry about the volatility. But I'm just not real confident that that's going to happen, especially with the presidential election and everything we've got coming up here in a couple of months.
Yeah, well, thanks for your insight. Well, let me ask you something before I got to go to break here. But are the butcher bulls too high?
I think the butcher bulls are where they have to be because of the numbers and the amount of hamburger that gets eaten every day in the right. United States. I think the numbers dictate that's where the butcher bulls should be. So no, I don't feel like the butcher bulls are necessarily too high. I just think that the cattle that are producing are high end cuts, our steaks and that sort of thing, ribs, all that kind of stuff. I think those are just they're being able to keep it down, push it down farther than what they really ought to be able to. I'm not sure exactly how the Packers are able to accomplish that. and hold it as long as they have. But I think those are too cheap. But again, I mean, we've talked about it before. You know, I really honestly I would just soon not see 220 fats. I would like to, you know, get at a level and somewhere around that $2 range, and everybody make a little money on this thing coming from the, you know, from the cow calf and the stockers and the feeders and the passers, and you know, kind of maintain that for a long period of time. But that, you know, we haven't ever got to that point yet. I mean, these feedlots are not making as much as they really ought to be right now. I mean, it's good that the corn, the commodities are cheap, but you know, we're just one small drop away from the commodity shooting through the roof the other way, and the feedlot losing a lot of money again. But you know, they're between a rock and a hard place with supplies. You know, they've kind of got to give for these cattle what they're getting to keep cattle in their feedlots. There's not many of them to go around, and they're having to, unlike the packers, they're having to sure enough compete for these cattle. If we have a rise in commodity prices, that could sure put a hurt on their bottom line in a hurry, which in turn, you know, they're going to try to start pulling back the bids on the feeder cattle, in order to do that. But there again, we're short enough on numbers. If they're going to keep cattle in their yards, they're going to have to keep that thing propped up there pretty good. But there's only so much money that they're willing to lose. So, you know, we really need to see the live cattle get higher. We're just kind of in a bad spot there. We've kind of allowed a monopoly to happen with four major packers, and that's kind of they've kind of all got their agreements made with the feedlots. The feedlots hate to do anything different because the packers have kind of went regional, you know, on what they're willing to do, and so it's a tough deal. I don't know for sure what the answer is, but I sure would like to see those fat cattle get about 10 or 15 bucks higher. But whether or not that happens it remains to be seen.
Well, you can't blame the feedlots, because they need something stable, and mm-hmm. you know, and just back in the olden days when it was a daily deal, now they're, you know, stable, they're out looking. I know things are still daily, but at least those feedlots with the big four, at least they know what's going on a month or two down the road for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So anyway. Yeah. Well, before we go, I've been saving this for last.
Oh, good.
So anyway, I went in there to get me a cheeseburger.
Uh-huh.
At Elk City.
Don't tell me she forgot your tomato.
No, here's the deal. I gave those tomatoes to her in the house of the Lord at church for uh-huh. her. And uh-huh. she brings them to town, and she's profiting them off of them in their cafe. She's slicing them up, putting them on. What kind of woman you got running that place? Greedy or smart?
No, she's just business, just all business.
Anyway, so I just ordered onions, fried onions, and my cheeseburger with mayonnaise, like I always get. Anyway, she said something. I said, man, that tomato looks good. She looked at me. So I was looking at another guy's hamburger basket, and she said, yeah, it's yours. I was like, dang, she just stabbed me in the heart. Well, I'm glad.
Well, I think everybody sure enjoyed your tomatoes, even if they did have to pay for them.
Anyway, well, Brandon, thanks for coming on today, and you have a good day, and we'll talk to you Friday. I won't see you Friday. I will be at the OCA conference in Norman, so I apologize for not being there Friday.
Okay. Well, we'll plan on talking to you next Tuesday. Maybe you'll have some wonderful insights from the OCA.
Well, I'll see what I can do.
All right.
All right, thanks, man.
You bet.
Bye. All right, let's take a Stockman Vet Clinic break, and we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
If I tell you that I'm going to fix something, you called and something wasn't right, or you call and you say, hey, I need you to make this payment for me next week. I'm going to be out of town, but will you make a note? Will you please, you know, do this for me? That's on me to do that. And if that doesn't happen, I can't say, well, I don't know who took that phone call. I don't know who agreed to do that. If I tell you I'm going to do something, it's going to get done. I'm Laura Carlucci, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom bats, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325 for all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
You pull on your jeans and fasten the buttons on your shirt, you look in the mirror, and you like what you see. A crease down the arms and down the front of the legs. Whether you go to work in a field, an office, or at a job site, how you look says something about you. It's the same when you go out on the weekend or go to church on Sunday. Look better faster with same-day service Monday through Thursday at Myers Laundry and Cleaners in Weatherford, Clinton Laundry and Cleaners, Elk Cleaners and Laundry in Elk City, in Sealing at Sealing Variety, and in Woodward at Boomer Laundry.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton?
High cotton!
It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
If you've been looking for a good dealer you can trust when it comes to buying a new car, truck, or SUV, well, the Lipscomb dealerships have arrived in Elk City and Sayre, and we'd like to invite you out to help us celebrate with good people and great deals on new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, GMC, Ford, and pre-owned vehicles backed by a family that's been in the car business for almost half a century and always puts you, the customer, first. Lipscomb, good people, great deals in Elk City, Sayre, and at LipscombDealerships.com.
Hey everyone, this is JJ Quibido at No Limit Land Management and Excavation. At No Limit Land Management and Excavation, we are proudly veteran owned. We deliver top tier forestry mulching, land clearing, and excavation services across Oklahoma. We leverage advanced technology, including our Fecon Fusion machine, to ensure projects are completed with efficiency and faster than our competition. Our comprehensive offerings include terrace building, pond grading, junk removal, and gravel installation, all performed with the highest level of professionalism and precision. We are committed to excellence and reliability, transforming each property into a testament to the American dream. We are locked and loaded and ready to get your land cleared, regardless if it is cedars, elms, cottonwood, mesquite, or any other invasive trees. We can help you clear up your pastures for grazing or get your land ready to build. Give No Limit Land Management and Excavation a call at 580-303-8479. We do not give bids over the phone. That number again is 580-303-8479.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hi, welcome back. Here's your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update for southwestern Oklahoma. 99 degrees at Altus right now. 101 is what it feels like. Heat risk is low. Dew point 63. Humidity is 31%. Winds are out of the west southwest at 9 miles an hour. 10-day rain total, quarter of an inch. 3-day average, 4-inch bare soil temperature, 88 degrees. Sunset at 8:50. 30% chance of thunderstorms today. 106 for a high. Looks like you're going to get there tonight. 75 for a low. Winds will switch during the night sometime after midnight from the south and be out of the northeast. And 30% chance of thunderstorms tomorrow. Not as warm. 94. 20% chance of thunderstorms. Man, I'd rather have that one at slap out at 85 or 87 degrees tomorrow versus 94. But anyway, 94 beats the heck out of 106. Anyway, a couple of quick things here before the show's already about over. But anyway, Stockman's Vet Clinic. With summer officially here, we are greeted with extreme heat and unfortunately not enough moisture. With these issues and the time of the year, it's important that we pay attention to our livestock as well as pets, water needs, and protection from the direct sun via shade. Clean, abundant water is our animal's most important nutrient, especially in the summer months. Please remember to check all water sources daily. We need to also limit livestock working and hauling to the early morning hours, if all possible, unless it's an emergency. Cattle can take 6 to 8 hours to lower their core temperature after working. Heat stress contributes to decreased animal performance and decreased reproductive efficiency. Anyway, as well, hoping everyone has a safe summer. Remember that we are always here to help, except for this week, with all your livestock needs. Call Stockman's at 580-225-0200 or stop by 1019 South Main in Elk City if we can help. Hope you guys enjoyed today's show. See you tomorrow. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Sayre in Elk City, Oklahoma. God bless. Oh, I've notified the people who won the ticket today. So anyway, talk to you guys tomorrow.